Congress is on vacation, but the people left behind in Washington, D.C. are still talking about 9/11 hearings, terror alerts, and Sandy Berger. President Clinton's national security advisor acknowledges removing classified records from the National Archives last year as he was preparing to testify before the 9/11 Commission. No original documents are missing. Even so, Sandy Berger faces two probes for his actions, one of them criminal. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
Sandy Berger may have violated several federal laws by taking from the archives some drafts of a Clinton-era memo on national security that were written for him, and by taking and removing his own notes on classified material. Berger has said his actions were inadvertent. Jonathan Turley of George Washington University Law School says it would be surprising to see Berger charged with a crime. That doesn't mean he won't be punished.
These cases tend to militate against criminal charges. If Berger's case follows the trend, he won't be prosecuted. But there still remains a question as to whether he will ever hold a clearance again.
Now, what about the serious question some Republican leaders raised when the story broke? Did Sandy Berger try to hide or, worse, destroy information about the Clinton administration's handling of terrorism? At the time, House Majority Leader Tom DeLay suggested Berger's actions might have created a national security crisis. The Justice Department assured the 9/11 Commission that it saw every document Berger had access to in the archives and that no original documents were missing. That's according to Al Felsenberg, a spokesman for the 9/11 Commission. Susan Cooper of the National Archives also confirmed to NPR that no original documents are missing. Even so, the House Government Reform Committee is keeping up its inquiry of Berger's conduct. A spokesman for the committee, Robert White, said the inquiry is important in light of the push to adopt the recommendations of the 9/11 Commission. He said the panel also wants to look at questions of security at the National Archives. He declined to speak on tape. Now it appears the Justice Department is helping the House investigation by making witnesses available. Witnesses are normally barred from talking until a criminal probe is complete. On Friday, Democrat Henry Waxman wrote Attorney General John Ashcroft to ask why the Justice Department had changed its policy in this case. A Justice Department spokesman declined to comment. Berger's lawyer, Lanny Breuer, said he hopes it means the Justice Department has decided not to pursue the criminal case. After all, he said, politics has already seeped in, and it was leaked to the press at a critical time, days before the 9/11 Commission issued its report. Breuer said it's clear Berger's actions did no damage to the 9/11 investigation.
It's hard for a fair-minded person to conclude that there's any reason that the Sandy Berger matter is now being looked at other than because of partisan concerns in an election year.
Republican House leaders deny Berger's party affiliation has anything to do with its probe. In a letter to his Democratic colleague Henry Waxman, Government Reform Chairman Tom Davis wrote, "I don't care if it's Sandy Berger or Warren Berger or Veggie Berger who walked off with code word documents. It's the walking off, the consequences of it, the fact that it could happen that concern the committee." Those partisan quips aside, Sandy Berger's errors have left Berger disappointed and saddened, his lawyer says. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.